We have a couple of announcements to mention, and Brian, I think I'm just going to call you up. You had a great kind of summation of some details with the men's retreat coming up. You offered to give it to me to read, and I said, I think I'm just going to call you up. Brother, you're going to do a better job than I will with that. So we've got a sign-up sheet in
yeah.
the back, right?
First of all, I'm very impressed that you allowed me to come and talk about the men's retreat, which is several months away, instead of the exciting VBS setup later this afternoon.
That's my other announcement.
Oh,
you
okay.
made both of them. See, I told you you
just
were
making sure. My wife usually gives me a bottle of water to make sure I stay hydrated. Today she gave me a big old Gatorade bottle, so ready to go. So men's retreat, I emailed, so I went, we have a really cool feature, I don't know if you guys knew. On the website, there's a member section, and you can go through and look up everyone's name, phone number, email address. So I think I got everybody, but if I didn't, let me know. I emailed all the men the details, but I have extra printouts, so just let me know if you need them. There's a sign-up sheet in the back, men's retreat. October 24 through 25th. Deadline to register, is September 28th, so we have plenty of time. It's back at Epworth by the Sea. You guys remember that from 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And so this year, instead of having a set fee, everyone just give as the Lord leads you to give. So, you know, it includes three meals, your bed, I'm feeling a little dehydrated, I think. three meals. You have your own bed, queen-size bed. And I think that's it. Sign up. You got plenty of time.
Thank you, brother.
Any questions?
No.
Just making sure I didn't forget anything. Oh, it's like an hour away, so if you need help with carpooling, we can work that out. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Thanks for making both announcements. As Brian said, we do have a setup for VBS today. And I think as you phrased it on Wednesday, Pastor Josh, if you've never been with us for a VBS setup, you're in for an experience today. I just enjoy watching the Lord begin to work and pull things together, and you would not imagine how quickly things would look very, very different within short order. So certainly looking forward to that time getting to serve with all of you. As I shared 2 weeks ago at Offertory, as we get close to this time of Vacation Bible School is very much on my mind and is on my heart. And there's different things the Lord begins to really begin to impress upon my heart as we approach these times that we do get to serve together as a family, that we do get to all come together around the gospel. If you look with me in Acts chapter 16, it's interesting. It's both a passage that has a lesson that we many times teach during the time of a Vacation Bible School with Paul and Silas in prison, but it's also a passage that I think about a lot in terms of where our focus is in times when we're serving, in times when we're sharing God's Word. If you were to look through Acts chapter 16, you have spots such as verse 6, where it begins to tell us that they passed through the Phrygian and Galatian region, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. As they came to Mysia, they were trying to go into Bithynia, and the Spirit of Jesus did not permit them. There's different times God begins to bring certain boundaries in. Certainly, if you were to look at things like this, as well as what's going to happen a little bit later in the chapter, if you look, it tells us that the crowd in verse 22 is going to rise up together against Paul and Silas, and the chief magistrates tore their robes off of them, proceeded to order them to be beaten with rods. When they'd struck them with many blows, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to guard them securely. He threw them into the inner prison, fastened their feet in the stocks. If we were to begin to just look at some of these things, you would begin to go, it doesn't seem like the ministry's all that successful. Maybe if they'd been able to go into some of those places, it would have been bigger. Perhaps they didn't have the difficulty, you go, it would be easier. You know, it was funny this morning, two different of you men were sharing with me about sometimes a vacation Bible school at other churches that I think it was, Mr. Bob, you said there was a church that had 3,000 children coming, right? I think we were kind of joking it was like the Pentecost beginning to come at that time. And Mr. Jerry, you were telling me about one that had hundreds and hundreds of them coming. And I said, funny enough, one of the things that was on my heart is that my prayer has never been that we would have more children necessarily come. And that might kind of be a different thought. And I know some of you do pray, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing. We'd love to have more come. But my prayer more so has been for, one, our hearts in the serving, that our hearts would be right towards God, and that those hearts that do come would be soft towards the gospel. And, you know, because if we begin to focus, and it was funny enough this year, for the first time in I don't know how long, we actually have less children signed up to come than the previous year, a good bit less. And if we're focused on those kind of things, then we would very easily get discouraged. But if you go down to the end of this point after they're thrown into the inner prison, it would tell us in verse 25 that at about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God. How do we begin to do that? Our focus isn't on those external things. And it's not, our trust is not in the fact that we're going to be the righteous ones, because Paul himself tells us, verse 18, even gets greatly annoyed along the way. But it tells us that where their praise and their focus is on their Heavenly Father. Now, one of the things that began to really stand out to me this year in this passage is it tells us at the end of verse 25, the prisoners were listening to them as they're doing this. We oftentimes do focus on them singing and praising God, but the prisoners that are around them are listening to them. The times when we are serving, even in the midst of the difficult parts of it, are we giving praise and glory to God? I think of the different ones that begin to come in around us in these times. They're listening. They're hearing that. And one of the things that also stands out to me is it tells us in verse 26, there came a great earthquake, the foundations of the prison house were shaken. Immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains were unfastened. And the jailer awoke and saw the prison doors open. He drew his sword. He was about to kill himself, supposing the prisoners had escaped. Now, if you back up into 26 again, it doesn't just tell us that Paul and Silas's chains were unfastened. It actually says that everyone's chains were unfastened. Remember the prisoners that were listening to him, praising God? But Paul says with a loud voice in verse 28, he cries out, he says, "Do not harm yourself. We're all here." And oftentimes, one of the reasons that my prayer is that our hearts would be right towards God. And God would begin to unite, and it wouldn't be us seen, but it would be Christ seen. Is these other prisoners, it seems to convey to us, they don't leave either when that easy route was come. And it would be through all of this that, as he calls for the lights in verse 29, trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out. He said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Along the way, this chapter would start off, and you would have a young man by the name of Timothy. Paul would go, "I see that this one's genuine. I want him with me." You have a woman by the name of Lydia in verse 14 that begins to come, and she opens her heart to the things of the Lord. And her and her household turn to him. You have this jailer and his household that turn to God. If we look in the terms of the way that man would look at this ministry, you'd go, "Oh, well, doesn't seem very successful." God had began to draw those who were really seeking him. And you go, "I wouldn't trade the largest, most impressive ministry for," well, Scripture tells us that all of heaven rejoices. One. We have a God who leaves the 99 for the one. And so it's never going to be the great numbers. It's never going to be the impressive things that we build or do that are going to be esteemed before God. Our desire is that, one, our heart be right, and two, God knows who to bring. And if we'll keep our focus on him, we get to begin to see him work. One of the things that really began to stand out to me this year is though we have less than we've had, we began to watch families sign up to come that we've never met. We've never heard their name. They've never stepped foot. We were talking the other day, I think you mentioned it, Pastor Josh, on Wednesday. We had some before we even put the sign up. We have no idea how they even knew we were here. They had a VBS. But we know that it was the Lord. And my encouragement, not just in this time of Vacation Bible School, but in the times that we have that we serve, times that we have that we're sharing God's word, our focus be on elevating his name, praising him. And then you just trust him. Watch him work. He knows those who are his. He knows who he's going to rescue. And my prayer would be that we elevate his name and we get to see what he accomplishes in this time. I can't wait. How about you? We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you today, we give you thanks for, Lord, even the difficulties that you begin to bring in. Because those are opportunities, as you tell us in your word, where we can trust you. Lord, that we can give these things into your hands, realizing that our strength is limited, but yours is not. That we don't see inside of hearts, but Lord, you do. And so, Lord, may our trust be not in ourselves or in our eyes and what we see and how things seem to be on the outside, but Lord, that we would trust the one who sees and moves hearts. So, Lord, we give you thanks for knowing just the right ones to begin to come through these doors, whether it be children and their families during times like a Vacation Bible School or whether it be each and every day that we come together. Lord, you know who needs to come to you. And Lord, we're thankful for your heart and that your arm is not too short to save. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.